sells new India fund.
India AI funding hits a growth wall.
Can AI write government contracts?
Anthropic offers Mythos access to organizations in India and other countries.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's start with venture capital, where one of India's most active investors is already preparing for its next big fund. Accel has begun early discussions with limited partners for its ninth India-focused fund, according to sources who spoke to Money Control.
Yes, the firm is expected to target between $650 and $700 million, broadly similar to its previous fund, with a final close likely in early 2027.
The timing is interesting because Accel raised its 8th India fund only last year. Since then, several portfolio companies, including Urban Company, Bluestone and Amagi, have gone public, creating fresh liquidity for investors.
Yes, some of its earlier exits, such as Swiggy and BlackBuck, have also strengthened fundraising momentum. For founders, it's another signal that venture capital continues to flow into India despite periodic funding slowdowns.
And AI remains a major focus. According to venture intelligence data accessed by Money Control, 16 AI-focused funds raised around $1.8 billion in 2025, compared with just 5 funds raising $358 million the previous year. So while funding cycles may fluctuate, investors are still actively raising capital for the next generation of startups. Now, staying with AI, the funding environment is changing. Investors are writing more checks, but increasingly for younger startups.
That's true. Indian AI startups raised $725 million across 113 deals between January and May this year. According to venture intelligence data again, that's a 10% decline in total funding, but deal volume actually rose nearly 18%.
Which means investors are backing more companies just with smaller checks. Nearly 3 out of every 4 AI deals this year were seed or Series A rounds.
Yes, early stage funding jumped 62% to $459 million, while growth stage funding almost halved. So as a result, early stage startups accounted for nearly 2/3 of all AI funding this year.
Investors are also focusing on practical AI use cases. Enterprise software remains the largest category, but healthcare, fintech, and robotics are attracting growing interest as well. Now to the government, where AI could soon help write procurement documents, because a National E-Governance Division, or NEGD, under the IT Ministry has floated a proposal for an AI-powered procurement assistant that can help government departments draft tenders and procurement documents.
Yes, the system would be able to generate the usual RFPs, RFQs, and expression of interest, recommend procurement clauses, suggest templates, and even identify complaints gaps. So according to the tender document, the goal is to basically reduce tender preparation time by as much as 70 to 80%.
But this is not being positioned as a fully autonomous system. The platform will use government procurement rules, manuals, and policy documents as its knowledge base. Officials will still remain in control. Every recommendation generated by AI can be accepted, modified, or rejected, and all actions will be logged through audit trails.
Yes, in other words, the government wants AI to speed up paperwork but not replace decision-making yet.
And finally, Anthropic is expanding access to one of its most closely watched AI systems. The company has confirmed to Money Control that organizations in India will be able to access Mythos, its frontier AI model designed to identify software vulnerabilities and cybersecurity risks.
Anthropic has not disclosed which Indian organizations have received access. Traditionally, Mythos has been made available to groups involved in critical infra, financial systems, and national security-related operations.
This follows discussions between Anthropic and Indian government officials earlier this year around cybersecurity risks and access to advanced AI systems. Anthropic says participating organizations have already identified more than 10,000 high severity or critical software vulnerabilities using the system.
And overall, the expansion comes at a time when concerns are growing about AI-powered cyber attacks and how quickly vulnerabilities can be discovered and exploited. And it also comes just days after Anthropic confidentially filed for an IPO, adding another chapter to the increasingly competitive global AI race. Alright, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. A big shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we covered today.
Thank you for listening. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more tech and startup news minus the boring bits. Until next time, this is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.